The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple. On demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I want to talk to you about the Super Bowl and, in precision, what actually happened post-Super Bowl and the reaction to it. So in case you've been living under a rock, or you just haven't, you've been like me and not supporting the NFL all year, the Super Bowl happened last weekend. New England Patriots versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles won. I can't even tell you the score. I think it was a high-scoring game, but don't quote me on that. Eagles won. What happens when the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl? Well, I didn't really care either way, to be honest. Full disclosure, I was happy for Stu. I will say that, because he's been an Eagles fan a long, long time. And hey, you know what? You know, it's not easy being an Eagles fan. It hasn't been easy being an Eagles fan. So, you know, every dog has its day. Stu and the Eagles have had theirs, and they can go back to doing what they do best for a long time. But if you followed the news or you didn't see the news, there was a lot of destruction in Philly Sunday night. Because they won the Super Bowl! Yeah! Let's go destroy some property! I don't even want to focus in on that because it's redundant. I can't say anything that you haven't heard already before about what happened. It was despicable. It was horrific. I don't get, you won the Super Bowl, yeah, let's go destroy some property. I don't understand that attitude. But what I do want to talk to you about is the reaction to it. Because I was on Twitter on Monday, and I was following what was going on, and I was following the reaction. And Twitter's wonderful, because you actually can see what people who you don't follow, who are, you know, left or right, or independent, or top or bottom, or all over the place, are saying to certain events, who you have never seen and never will see likely see again. You get to see the reaction. And the reaction from our friends on the left was, "Welcome to Donald Trump's America." Which is, if you didn't actually take it seriously, it'd be hilariously funny, if you follow some of their logic. So some of our friends on the left love to say how America sucks, and America's this evil, capitalist, greedy nation, and the founders were slaveholders. And yet when they talk, it's almost like America was this bastion of just wonderful, lovely people until Donald Trump became president, and now Donald Trump is president. All these things are going wrong. Oh my God. That was some of the left's reaction. Our friends on the quote-unquote right, we'll use the language of the day, sure, why not? We're going, well, what would you expect from a city that's run by Democrats? And this cool thing, you know, where, you know, we emphasize certain words. So we spell Democrats now, capital D, small E, small M, small O, small C, capital R, capital A, capital T, capital S. You see, you get the Democrats. Rats is emphasized at the end. You get it? So clever, isn't it? People are so smart on social media. It's wonderful. But this is the reaction to it. Now, before we get to what I want to talk to you about, because I want to talk to you and make this a point of, there is a difference between causation and correlation. This is something a lot of people need to understand today, because especially in this world where everything becomes political. Oh, someone threw a stone at a building. It has to be politics. This is Donald Trump's America. This is Democratic-run cities. We make everything political. But I want to give you the mindset of some of the people who might have been involved on Sunday. Because there is a lack of principle and of courage shown by, I'd say, a good chunk of people who were involved in the riots on Sunday night. And what I just do to prove this point to you, or just to explain this to you, is just remember what it was like when you were a kid. Close your eyes for a minute and just reminisce about when you were a kid, and just remember some of the stories you saw when you were a kid. Let me share some of the ones I had that were prime examples to my life. And you might see, I'm sure there was a common pattern, because we're all kids, right? We all think somewhat similar. We're all motivated by similar things. Do you ever go into a house, and there's this big plate of cookies, on the kitchen table. And the person in charge of the adult says, don't touch those cookies. Don't touch them. They're not for you or now. Okay. And you don't touch them. And you're like, that's a nice cookie. I would love me that cookie. Cookies. But you can't touch them because you've been told not to. And if you get caught with them, you're going to get in trouble. And then someone else comes along and takes a cookie. They didn't know the rules. They didn't care about the rules. They just went, hey, cookie, eat. And the minute you see that person, actually, not, let's be honest, it's not the minute, it's the second. The second you see someone touch them cookies and take one for yourself, it's almost like there was this big thing where it's like, hey, they took a cookie, everyone take a cookie, and you go take one. Because you follow along. Think about when you were a kid of things of peer pressure. They'd say, hey, do this. Hey, you should do this. No, I can't do that. It's not me. And I'm going to use this reference because I was actually just watching Back to the Future recently. You know, someone would say, why? You chicken? Chicken? And then if you're Marty McFly in Back to the Future, you go, nobody calls me chicken. And then you do it. Peer pressure. Groupthink. It becomes stuff we would never normally do or consider. Becomes somewhat interesting or I don't know, seductive or you just go with the flow because someone else did it. You know, I wasn't the only one. I just followed the crowd. Some people are doing that. A lot of people are doing that in the world. You look at politics today, amazing what so many people just follow the crowd. They're not rooted in any principle. It's just what their person says. I'll give you a prime example. You want some prime examples of what I just said is true? You research people like, and let's just give you one because they're not in politics anymore. You research what Harry Reid said in the 1990s. Harry Reid was more conservative than a lot of conservatives today. Harry Reid, without fail, every year, it was funny, in 1990s would bring up a bill to audit the Fed. You listen to Harry Reid on illegal immigration back in the 1990s and compare to what he was before he left Congress last year. And what a lot of the Democratic parties are now. They just go with the crowd. They just follow. It's amazing what happens. You just follow the bouncing ball until you don't know where you are anymore. You go with the flow. You go with the crowd. You go with the popular opinion. So there are some people who just did that in Philly. But I want to talk to you about something called causation versus correlation. Because I look at social media today and I look at so many events and people don't understand the difference. Causation, and I'm going to give you the actual definition from the dictionary, the action of causing something. Let me give you a very simple one. Very, very simple one. Causation would me going up to you, kind of going, and pushing you in the chest and you thumping me. I caused it. Why did you punch John? He pushed me. Why did you give John money? He asked me. Why did you feed John? He was hungry. I caused something by my actions or inactions. It's an actual cause. You can say, boom. He did this, it caused this reaction, and I did it. Okay, that's causation. Correlation is where people look at a load of different stats. The actual definition from the dictionary is a mutual relationship or connection between two or more things, or the process of establishing a relationship between two or more things. So what you see all these people do right now is they don't understand the difference in causation and correlation. Is they just go, oh, it's all linked. It's naturally just a cause. Well, you know, this is Donald Trump's America. That's why people are rioting, or people are rioting because this is a democratically run city. That is nothing to do with causation. That is a correlation at best. Let me give an example of a correlation. 90% of white males won't live past 85. You see this in scientific research all the time. They don't understand the difference. Causation and correlation. Well, what? So my whiteness caused me to die before I was 85? my whiteness. You see this all the time where, you know, if you eat a certain way, I've seen this time and time again with health. People are different. People can eat a large amount of junk food and not put on weight. But yet you'll see all these people going, well, you know, if you eat a load of junk food, you're going to automatically have cancer. You're automatically going to have diabetes. You're going to automatically have higher cholesterol, and you're going to die younger. Chances are you may, but it's not a guarantee. It's not a cause. There's a difference between a causation and a correlation. The reaction on social media to the Super Bowl shenanigans that went down in Philadelphia Sunday were not causation. They were a correlation. It just so happens that Donald Trump is president and the riot happened. It just so happened the riot happened in a democratically run city. It has nothing to do with it. Either way. I know this is going to annoy some people. Well, of course, the democratic policies, they don't respect private property. Yeah, sure. But a lot of Republicans don't respect private property either. What? Did you just say what I think you said? Republicans don't respect private property? No, they don't. A lot of Republicans like the EPA. The EPA was created by a Republican. The EPA goes into private property and says, oh, there's water on your land. That's a wetland. That's now protected. Do we need to go over eminent domain again? I don't know many politicians, and this is not on anybody. This is on everyone. I don't know many politicians who speak out vehemently for private property, regardless of the situation. They're always this, well, I'm for private property up until this point, and then it's like, well, these little few other points, these exceptions, these exemptions, I'm not comfortable with. We don't believe in private property as a general rule. This has nothing to do with who's in power. This is everything to do with the culture. Do we respect private property? No. Should we? Yes. Should we get to a point where you should not be able to target people because of their where they are, because they're a business owner, because they're different to you? Yes. Everyone does it, though. Everyone believes in a class system. And when I say everyone, I'm not focusing on your people. I mean in your politicians. Your politicians focus in on the middle class being the strength of America. Well, then if I'm part of the middle class, I'm more noble than someone who's rich. I have more rights than someone who's rich. No, you don't. What happened was disgraceful. But I believe we also need to get to a point where everything does not have to be political. It's not some type of game where we're point scoring constantly, trying to get, well, it's our side is more noble. This, you know, if this wasn't a democratically run city, this wouldn't happen. Riots can happen anywhere, even in the most conservative places. It's easily done. Bad people, bad actors with bad intentions come together, and then they start something, and then other people just follow the crowd who are decent people. They just go along. Because it's easy to go with the flow. Riots can happen anywhere. It's nothing to do with the policies. But also, what we are seeing, and this is gonna, I'm going to touch on this in the next segment as well, is we're seeing there's groupthink out there. Where if you don't have a certain opinion, you're part of you're the enemy. You don't see things the way I do. Even if we agree, let's just use the Philadelphia example. I am not your enemy. I think what happened in Philadelphia is 100% wrong. I think it's nothing short of a disgrace, if I'm being honest. But yeah, if I don't go along and say, with my friends on the left who say, well, this is Donald Trump's America, I'm your enemy. We both think the riots were wrong, but because I won't say it's Donald Trump's America, I'm your enemy. To my friends on the right who go, yeah, what happened was wrong. Destruction of private property is never right. Mm-hmm, I agree. But it's this is what you happen when you have democratically run cities. No, I don't agree with that. I'm part of your enemy as well. We have collective groupthink. Politics has nothing to do with what happened on Sunday night. Bad people doing bad things and people who were either gullible enough, weak enough, or just didn't think enough, or were just drunk, just following the group, is what happened on Sunday night. And if we keep getting to a point where we make everything political, everyone is always going to defend their side. And we get nowhere. We can't find a self-evident truth. Because here's the truth. Here's the sad thing about what happened on Sunday night. Regardless of who you voted for in the last election, I would say, and I'm going to go on the low side, 75% of Americans looked at that and kind of went, wow, that's wrong. That's stupid. That's just wrong. 75%, doesn't matter who they voted for, even if they voted for Hillary Clinton. People who you vote doesn't change how you think. I've yet to meet a Democrat, and I mean, when I say this, a Democrat who is just a voter, who just goes about their everyday lives, who went, you know what, that destruction of property, that's totally justified. Because they won the Super Bowl, of course they're going to destroy property. It's their right, that's what happens. I don't know Democrats. I know Democrats. I don't know one Democrat who would say that. They'd go, idiots, stupid. Now, I'll be honest, full disclosure, I do know some Democrats who would say the following, wrong, stupid, this is why you shouldn't be allowed to drink. Or this is why drinks should be banned from sporting occasions, or this is why bar. They would have some law to fix this. Because some of my Democratic friends are the best intentions, but they believe laws solve everything. It's kind of like, you know, if you're following this hilarious debate in America right now about the Tide Pods. I don't know if you heard this story, and it's just on a side point. Two New York congressmen have come up with a bill to make them better packaged and add a warning label and make them the same color and a load of different things. And they think this will stop people eating Tide Pods. To my Democratic friends, they have the best intentions. They are good people. But when they see a problem in society, regardless of how big or small the problem is, they just think the new law has to be put in place. If we just put a law in place, that will stop it. And laws always work. They have this blind spot where laws are concerned. That's how they think. But when we look at something that happened on Sunday night, and we just go, that's wrong, that's bad, cool. We can all agree. But when we start making it into, well, this is Donald Trump's America, and this is cities run by Democrats, everyone stops agreeing on the universal, natural common sense that this is wrong, and they just split off into their herd, into their side, and all we then have is groupthink, and we don't actually discuss what happened, we don't condemn what happened. What we then do is argue between our sides, and it has not, we're not even discussing what happened, we're discussing about what we think America is, and we're not actually discussing what happened. Again, I asked you this in the first segment, I'll ask it to you again in the second segment. What world and what America do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a world where we talk about causation and actually mean it? Or do we just want to focus in on correlation? Kind of go, well, this is Donald Trump's America, what do you expect? Or this is democratically run cities, what do you expect? Which choice, what country do you want to live in? What do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on uniting and going, what happened in Philly is wrong? Or do you want to focus in on, let's just all separate into our own groups and we all throw stones at each other. And we won't throw stones or judge or say anything about the people who actually did wrong on Sunday night. We'll just throw stones at each other and just try and kill the other one. Because we have to get them. Because if you dare have a different opinion to me, you're the enemy. Choice is yours, America. Which choice, what country do you want to live in? Thank you, and hope you enjoyed this short clip from last week's show. If you want more content based around America being an exceptional idea, eternal principles, and searching for self-evident truths, then please subscribe to my show called Freedom's Disciple, which is available for free on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, or Stitcher.